Next item on the agenda is Virginia Natural Gas easements.
Well, somebody's under oath, and somebody better find out something to the detriment or to the opposite, because I'll put them on. Who's the commanding officer right now? I'm out here from him just so they get this natural gas easement taken care of.
Next item on the agenda is Virginia Natural Gas easement.
Okay, members of the commission, last month you issued you authorized the permit for Virginia Natural Gas to construct its submerged gas pipeline through the Hampton Roads, James River area, and the Elizabeth River Reach. The General Assembly back in 2007 authorized easements for two of the segments, and you've received the materials in the advance mailing. There's one agreement that covers the easements authorized by the General Assembly, and then there's another, because that doesn't cover the entire, those two easements don't cover the entire route for the natural gas pipeline. There was another agreement that authorizes easements to Virginia Natural Gas to complete the route, and that second agreement is under the authority of Code Section 28.2-1208. To my knowledge, and I think to the staff's knowledge, this is the very first time that any leases or easements have been granted by Code Section 28.2-1208. And the reason for the two separate agreements is that the process is different. Under the Acts of Assembly, which authorized the Baylor crossing of the Baylor survey, the easements there, the easement will be executed by the commissioner, if you approve this, with the approval of the Attorney General and the governor. On the other hand, the process for the easements under Code Section 28.2-1208 is for the easement to be, although the commission grants it, the statute says the easement is executed by the Attorney General and countersigned by the governor, and also approved by both of them. So the easement documents that you have in front of you have been prepared to provide easements to Virginia Natural Gas for the entire segment that you permitted last month. The Baylor survey easements are permanent in accordance with the Act of Assembly, and the consideration is a little over $225,000, consistent with the same process by which the commission approved an easement for Dominion for an electric submarine cable a couple of years ago, basically 50 cents per square foot. The easement under 28.2-1208, by virtue of the provisions of the code, is for 40 years, and the price of an easement under 28.2-1208 is $100 for and this is for a public service organization, or specifically also mentions an interstate natural gas pipeline. The 40 years, ordinarily it's 5 years, but it's 40 years for those people, and the fee is $100 per easement. There are three segments under 28.2-1208, so we have inserted $300 in the agreement for that one. There's a resolution that's been prepared for your consideration, and if you adopt that resolution, that will start the process to get the approvals of the Attorney General and the Governor for the Acts of Assembly easement and the execution by the Attorney General and the countersignature by the Governor for the 28.2-1208 segments.
Any questions of Mr. Josephson? Counsel for B&G is here. Mr. Daniel, do you wish to address the commission?
Very, very briefly, John Daniel on behalf of Virginia Natural Gas. I think Carl has adequately addressed what you have before you today. We're grateful, obviously, for the hours that you all have put into this project on, I think, now three separate commission meetings. I think these are the documents that conclude the effort. Our construction is scheduled to begin May 12th, and you all certainly have been a part of getting to that, and we're grateful, as well as grateful for you all putting it on the agenda this morning so that we could get these signatures and have these easements executed and recorded. So, other than happy Earth Day to each of you, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Daniel. Any questions of Mr. Daniel? Thank you, John. Matters before the commission for action.
Move the adoption of the resolution that's been prepared.
Motion made by Mr. Holland to adopt the resolution pertaining to Virginia natural gas easements. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Graham? Did you indicate that there's maybe some confusion?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Phil Roars with the Department of Public Works.
You saw